Chapter 18, The Secret of Gnostic Magic. We have explained to you many times that you should understand the whole Christ epic, the way Jesus the Lord travels from Bethlehem to Golgotha, as being completely applicable to you personally. Whoever wants to be a Christian in the true meaning of the word has to imitate the Christ in every footstep, from beginning to end, from his birth to his death, from his death to his resurrection. All holy language points this out to the seeker who wants to orientate himself on the one way of life. All the deeds of salvation are intended to draw your attention to events that have to be accomplished in your own life. The beginning of the Bible tells of the tree of life standing in the middle of God's paradise, of which tree Adamitic humanity was permitted to eat, and of the forbidden tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You know that the Adamitic human being ignored this necessary guideline, and what happened to him when he, together with his fellow sufferers, turned the garden of the gods into a nature of death. But the end of the Bible tells about the restoration and the great glory of the renewal of the tree of life. And when we read about this in Revelation 22, we are struck by the fact that this tree appears to be threefold. From the throne of God, a mighty river flows forth, a stream of living water. The tree of life is in the middle of the river, but at the same time it is on both banks, through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit. This description is more than enough for the pupil to understand what is meant by this threefold tree, namely, the human serpent fire system with its three channels, the serpent fire itself, and the two strings of the sympathetic nervous system. The serpent fire itself is the street in the middle. The two sympathetic channels form the two sides of the river. It is important to draw your attention to this once again, because the correct activity of this threefold system, or to put it in a better way, the restoration of this correct activity, is directly linked to the great event of the resurrection, and indeed, with all the events of the Christ epic. One of our books gives a detailed description of how the new stream of life at a certain moment, when the pupil has linked himself to it, descends from the head sanctuary along one of the strings of the sympathetic nervous system to the plexus sacralis, breaks through it, and then ascends along the other string back to the point of departure. The head sanctuary. The advice or commandment given to original humanity to eat only the fruit of the tree of life referred to the necessity of not disturbing the circulation process of the serpent fire. For if this process is disturbed, the flow of living water immediately stagnates. In order to understand this, you must realize that the plexus sacralis is the root of the human personality. The plexus sacralis is linked to the seven spheres of the auric being, and via the sevenfold auric being, with the seven spirit, the seven universal streams of the all manifestation, in other words, with the eternal river of God, the river of living water. It will no doubt be clear to you that when one who is called to be a child of God deviates from the plan of God, from the Spirit of God, and this is just what original humanity did, there is an immediate and intense disturbance in the human root system, the plexus sacralis. You will also realize that when such a disturbance occurs, this is manifested at the top of the tree of life, because the 12 fruits of the tree, the 12 nervous streams emanating from the head sanctuary, will immediately propel unholy and disharmonious forces through the entire system, one of the results of which is a crystallization and degeneration of the whole being. This is why the pupil in the Gnostic mysteries must understand that his first task has to be the imitation of Christ, i.e., the complete restoration of the circulatory process of the tree of life, the serpent fire system. This is why he should open his heart sanctuary for the light of the Gnosis in true piety and with the courage of unshakable conviction, and so celebrate his Bethlehem. After that, he has to take up his cross and carry it to Golgotha, the place of the skull. There, the pupil in the Gnostic mysteries has to die completely as to his eye being. On this basis, he will then celebrate his truly Good Friday, which is the first day of his path of mortification. Having completely died as to the nature of his dialectical state of life, he needs to descend with new light power from the top of the Tree of Life, down to the deepest depths, right into the plexus, sacralis, in order to link this root heart to the Seven Spirit, the second day of his path of mortification. He has descended to the realm of the dead. And then the victory begins. On the third day, the new stream of life, linked to the throne of God, rises up and breaks the sepulchre open at the top, showing the new fruit. The resurrection can be celebrated. You now know that the purification of the threefold serpent fire makes the resurrection of the candidate in the world of the living soul state possible. The original seven light must be able to be absorbed directly by the roots of the Tree of Life. Only then will a servant of the Golden Rosy Cross be able truly to live from the fruit of the Tree of Life that stands in the middle of God's paradise. To be able to understand this, you must realize that the plexus sacralis, the root system of the serpent fire system, is always and uninterruptedly absorbing light power, life force. If the root system of the serpent fire is unable directly to absorb the life force, the living water of the seven original streams of God, it will absorb the other light power produced in our field of life. This is the light power of ordinary dialectical space, of the planets and their moons, of the sun and of the signs of the zodiac. Anyone who has practiced astrology will be able to tell you that the astrologer has to take into account positive and negative influences with good and bad radiations, which could be caused by, for example, the angles of incidence in which they reach our vital systems. It will be clear to you that such a situation entails living directly out of the power or the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All those familiar vicissitudes of life, which you suffer daily, are the consequence of the fact that the root system of the serpent fire absorbs the twin forces of dialectical nature and infects the 12 fruits. Of the tree of life, the 12-fold nervous system, with it. Whoever continues eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil cannot expect to return to God's paradise, the living soul state. Certainly, it is not only evil that is being absorbed into the human system. That was never the point. As a nature-born being, he demonstrates a mixture of good and evil. These twin forces are present in his life as an inextricable tangle, resulting in great fatigue, misunderstanding, sickness, crystallization, and death. These consequences are inescapable. And the classical warning, "The day that you eat of it, you shall die," is only too true. But now the question, is it really possible, in a practical sense, to turn away from the twin forces of dialectical nature? And is it possible to force the plexus sacralis, the root system of the serpent fire system, to absorb the other light power, the divine light forces of the seven original streams, into the body? Yes, that is possible. It is in that very possibility that the Gnosis has its power. This is why the young Gnostic Brotherhood speaks so frequently about the seven original streams that emanate from the Father. These seven original streams show no mixture of good and evil, light and dark. They are uninterruptedly omnipresent, and their power is unvarying. If the young Gnostic Brotherhood can succeed in having a significant number of servants and pupils living out of this universal seven power, a very special, new and unearthly power will emanate from this group within the group. This power will be a holy food, a pure white manna produced every day on the fields of the new Gnostic kingdom. What then is the secret of Gnostic magic? It is radiating light power of an unearthly composition due to the fact that the servants, who raise these torches of light in the darkness of the nature of death, have freed their serpent fire systems from the light forces of good and evil and have opened them to those of the universal seven spirit. Warnsey Jan van Rijkenborg, The Coming New Man, Chapters de Sau de Bij.